Geek Radio Daily. Hi there.
Hi.
Welcome to Finally Frackin' Friday, and dare I say, probably one of the greatest Fridays that'll ever be known in history.
Really?
Well, first off, we can all stop talking about LeBron James. Thank
King
God.
James.
Stupid.
Enjoy the heat, and I don't mean the weather.
Hey, folks, give this much time, care, and attention to your teachers, librarians, and other people that make your life go easier. And hi, welcome to the end of the week.
Oh, yeah, by the way, it's finally Frackin' Friday.
It certainly is, and we're going to go out and party this weekend just like the Bruce is.
Well, first thing tomorrow, it's off to Harpoon Tyne Daily.
And you know me, I've got my usual weekend plans.
Go
I'm
ahead.
Billy Flynn.
Another pointless day where I accomplish nothing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a typical weekend for both of us.
Like I said. So, welcome to Friday, which we'll talk about new movies coming out, a look at your geekified news. But you know, this day, July 9th, 1795, James Swan paid off the United States national debt, which was $2,024,899.
Hey, good. He just wrote a check for that.
So can't we get someone else to do that?
Yeah.
1869, the corn cob pipe was invented, made from a special type of corn with smaller kernels on the cob, of course, made famous by MacArthur.
Yeah.
And 1878, an improved corn cob pipe was patented by Henry Tipple in Washington, Montana, because by God, if you're going to do it right.
Do it and do it better.
Do it with me. 1893, Dr. Daniel Hale Williams performed the world's first successful open heart surgery without using anesthesia.
Successful.
I bet I can do this. Let me try it on you, George. 1922, Johnny Weissmuller, who went on to play Tarzan in the movies, became the first person to swim 100 meters in less than a minute. Because someone had to do it. 1960, 7-year-old boy named Roger Woodward became the first person to survive plunging over Niagara Falls. He escaped with minor injuries. Also in 1960... Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev threatened to launch rockets aimed at the United States if any attempt were made to overthrow Cuba's Fidel Castro.
And the Cuban Missile Crisis was born.
Good times. 1966, artificial turf was installed in the Houston Astrodome, coining the phrase AstroTurf. There you go. That's where it's from. 1971, Jim Morrison's death was revealed to the press, and the public was, and he was told he was born in France, and people have violated the gravestone ever since. 1981, the herpes simplex virus, which causes genital herpes, was successfully suppressed by an experimental drug, Isoclover or whatever?
I don't know.
It's Greek for I should use protection. 1986, the United States Attorney General released a 2,000-page report on pornography, which linked hardcore porn to sex crimes.
Yeah, no.
Sure it did. 1995, the Grateful Dead played their last concert in Soldier Field in Chicago.
Let's go with birthdays today. Start with Mitchell Musso. He played Oliver Oaken on Hannah Montana. He's 19 years old today.
And you missed Georgie Henley, who's 15, who was Lucy in the Chronicles of Narnia?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Linda Park's 32. That's Hoshi on Star Trek Enterprise.
Ah.
Yeah.
How about Fred Savage, 34 years old today?
Never heard of him.
No.
Courtney Love is 46. You remember her. She was in The People versus Larry Flint.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's an actress.
Yeah. She's an actress now. Yes. Ooh, she's respectable and everything.
Well, I didn't say that.
Yeah. 53 years old today is Miss Kelly McGillis. She's from, as Billy Flynn likes to refer to, as the gayest movie of all time, Top Gun.
Well, I didn't call it that. I'm just passing along the information.
Oh, well, thanks. Appreciate
I didn't
that.
Invent it. Tom Hanks is 54. He, of course, was in a Bachelor Party and Bosom Buddies.
Yes. Those high pieces of work he has done.
Volunteers.
The Man with One Red Shoe.
Good times.
Fred Norris is 55 years old today. He was the sound man for Howard Stern for 30 years.
Wow. Jimmy Smits is 55 today. West Wing, L.A. Law, NYPD Blue.
Yeah, the most... Okay.
He hosted the 4th of July thing this...
did he?
From the Capitol this... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. John Tesh, the most non-geeky person we're going to talk about today, 58 years old today, because it's kind of fun to make fun of John Tesh.
Chris Cooper's 59, Alexander Conklin in The Bourne Identity, and of course he was in American Beauty.
Mitch Mitchell, 63 years old today, the drummer for the Jimi Hendrix Experience.
Dean Koontz is 65, he's written a bunch of books that are entertaining at times.
Yeah, he's good. I mean, he's really good. Mr. Murder was actually pretty good.
Okay, Mr. Murder. Richard Roundtree, 68.
Shaft.
Shut your damn mouth. Brian Dennehy is 71. He's been in everything, but of course he was in FX and FX2.
Oh.
Those are your geeky connections right there.
There you go.
He was in Ratatouille.
Yes, he was. Was he?
Yes, he
okay,
was.
Okay, I'll go with that one.
He was Remy's father.
Ah.
See there?
That's all I got.
No longer with us, Anne Radcliffe, born in 1764, author, a pioneer of the Gothic novel, wrote the Mysteries of Udolpho, which has never, to my knowledge, been turned into a movie. so it couldn't be on TV tonight.
No, probably not. But over there on CBS, you have Medium, and then you get Flashpoint twice in a row.
Why not?
Yeah.
ABC on Wife Swap, one of the families thinks the world is going to end in 2012.
Good.
Yeah.
Hopefully for them.
Prime. Well, think about it. Then the other one doesn't, you see.
Ah.
Primetime, what would you do in 2020s on?
Let's see. Over there on Fox, you have House and The Good Guys. Both repeats.
Okay. On Friday Night Lights, Tammy is put in a tough situation. Didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
And Dateline is on as well.
Over there in the CW, you have a new you have repeats of Smallville and Supernatural.
So they're new to you if you haven't seen them.
Yeah, true.
AMC American Movie Classic showing the John Wayne movie The Shootist.
Hmm.
Every now and again, they're trying to show actual classic movies.
That's kind of nice.
Very weird.
Yeah. USA Network has Ocean's 13. Haven't seen this one.
I saw 11 and
12.
You saw 12?
Yes.
Then you'll like this one.
Okay, good.
This one apologizes. This is good. Like, okay, look.
Sorry about that one, yeah.
We really thought you would like the joke. Okay.
Yeah.
Family Channel, Harry Potter, Chamber of Secrets. Not the Chamber Pot of Secrets, because that would be wrong.
That would
be very wrong.
Over there in sci-fi, you have The Return of Eureka.
Yes!
And a brand new show called Haven.
I don't know anything about that one.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Haven.
Oh. Stephen King.
Right.
Yeah.
Turner Classic Movies has Abe Lincoln in Illinois, followed by Young Mr. Lincoln. Get your Abe on.
Uh-huh. FX, you have Miracle. It's the story of the Miracle on Ice.
Oh, okay. TNT is showing Titanic. See it now before it's in 3D.
Uh-huh. I have to pay $15 to see it again.
Damn you.
Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. You can talk now.
Okay. Let's see. Bravo, you have Legends of the Fall.
Why not? But if anything, we're watching the Chiller Network because ecology students discover a prehistoric parasite that threatens the world.
Oh, no.
Val Kilmer and Martha McClassic and Aaron Ashmore star in The Thaw.
You've got mail.
We have mail?
Which is like the claw, but different. Yes. You mentioned Red Green, best character ever. That's from Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, he's a pretty good character. No, there's more than that. Greetings from Dragon's Lair. Just wanted to let everyone know at Random Con this coming weekend. Details at randomcon.org. I'll be running a playtest of Ashen Stars. For those who don't follow Robin Law's live journal, this is a sci-fi game set in the Gumshoe system. Basically, it's a variant of Trial of Cthulhu with Lovecraft removed and sci-fi put in. I'll be running on Saturday afternoon at the Indie Explosion table. What's Indie Explosion, you ask? It's a bunch of people I know who, annoyed that other conventions in the Phoenix area tend to have a distinct lack of small press games, have decided to run games on demand for the entirety of the convention. We're going to have games like 316, Sorcerer Committee for the Exploration of Mysteries, Don't Rest Your Head, Shab Al-Hiri, Roach PTA, and several others as well. If anyone's going to be in the convention, stop by and hop on a game, or 10. So until there's an Indie Explosion table at every gaming convention, make mine GRD. There you go.
There you go. Indie games in there.
Get there. Change things. Make the world yours. I've held off on sending an email all week because I knew that surely someone would answer your call to write. But obviously not.
Yeah.
And then on Thursday, you had two separate stories from Tennessee, one featuring a loony, self-styled superhero and another speaking of our accidental development of a new form of mutant apples. It's hard to know what to say other than I think the heat may have started to get to us down here. Can heat cause mutations? That would explain some of the things I've seen lounging around the pool lately.
Ooh.
But I could also tell Mr. Flynn that the 6th episode of NashyCast is out and ready for download. Our focus this month on Dr. Jekyll and the Wolfman, which is such a guilty pleasure. I might just put a smile on your face. I know it makes me happy. Stay cool and beware hairy men in disco. That's from Rod in Nashville. Well, Rod, I don't know about the what heat actually does to people, but yeah, if it could boil a brain, that's a mutation.
Yeah, it would.
Go. There you go.
And sometimes it's a crying shame. And other people.
Oh, my God.
So other people, it's
drop
pretty
us
good.
A note, won't you? It's podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flynn, Strassel at geekradiodaily.com. Friday, looking at movies and your geekified news coming up.
In a world where knowledge is power, in an age where time is the most valuable commodity, in a voice that's killing my throat, comes a podcast that will bring you wisdom in less than 1 minute a day. So join me, Martin Darkley, as we journey to enlightenment. Our teachers, classic lines from cinema history. Come then to moviemantras.com and begin a voyage to a higher state.
Hi, this is Will Wheaton, and you are listening to Geek Radio Daily.
That's a new one.
You don't listen to the show, do you?
No, I don't listen to the show at all.
Apparently. We've had that for a few weeks.
Have we?
Yeah, even highlighted and everything. That was good stuff.
Okay.
We thanked our wonderful listeners for sending stuff like that in, because we have the greatest listeners in the whole fracking world.
Do we?
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
I love our fans.
Some people do. Some people have ideas.
Yes, they do.
Some people have ideas like Predators.
Predators? Oh, this looks really, really like a fun time.
Let's
good
take
movie.
A bunch of people and just go dump them on their planet.
Yeah.
Ooh. Let's see some Predator on Predator violence.
Ooh. Ooh.
Let's get back to a hard R action film. Ooh.
Blow us up.
Adrian Brody is Arnold Schwarzenegger's ego in Predators. Come for that. Stay for Lawrence Fishburne, hopefully meeting a shark.
Oh, that what?
It's a Deep Blue Sea reference.
Oh, okay. Didn't see that one.
Except it
didn't
have... Okay, never mind. Okay. It didn't have Lawrence Fishburne in it.
All right. The other movie, a major movie coming out today, is Despicable Me. It's Steve Carell as Kru. Let's see. He is the megalomaniacal. He wants to take over the world. He's got a chief super villain enemy. And then they dump three kids in his lap.
Aw.
And... fun times ensue.
Hilarity. In limited release, Wreck 2 opens today. If you saw the horrible American remake, Quarantine, this would be the sequel to that. But watch the original because it's better. And it picks up apparently directly where the first movie left off. Wrap your brain around that.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So, HIV research undergoing a renaissance... that could lead to a new way to vaccinate AIDS, because HIV antibodies have been found in the body of a 60-year-old African-American gay man. And they're going to have to work on this for a couple of years, but so far, the three powerful antibodies they found, the strongest of which neutralizes 91% of HIV strains.
Excellent.
91%.
Excellent. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the best they've done before has been like 30 or 40%.
So there is
best.
An outside chance we could actually cure AIDS because we can almost smack down the HIV.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's amazing.
But still use protection this weekend, kids, okay?
Oh,
we're not out of the woods yet.
We're not yet.
There yet. But there's hope.
Yeah. The 62nd Annual Emmy Awards have been nominations, have come out yesterday, and I actually went through the 67 pages of nominations, I swear to you.
Highlighting Susan Lucci?
No, she's not in this. Not Daytime Emmys.
See? You did look, because you know she's not there. Uh-huh. Caught you.
Hey, listen, I actually went through the categories such as Outstanding Single Camera Picture Editing for a Drama Series.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of nomination categories here.
Okay.
I found some geeky ones and some actors that we actually kind of like. Some of the big ones for, let's see, Best Actor in a Comedy Series, you have Jim Parsons for The Big Bang Theory, Larry David for Curb Your Enthusiasm, Matt Morrison for Glee, Tony Shalhoub for Monk, Steve Carell for The Office, Alec Baldwin for 30 Rock, Outstanding Lead Actor in a Drama, Bryan Cranston for Breaking Bad, Michael C. Hall for Dexter, Hugh Laurie for Lost. I'm sorry, that was Hugh Laurie for House.
Hugh Laurie.
Yeah.
I was sitting here going, where the hell did Hugh Laurie play anybody? That would have been interesting.
Sorry, it's Matthew Fox.
Okay.
All right.
If he had been there instead of Jack, that would have been an interesting
show.
Cool.
Let's see. Lead actress, Michelle Lee for Glee is in there as well. Amy Poehler for Parks and Rec, Tina Fey for 30 Rock, and Toni Collette for United States of Tara. And outstanding supporting actor, you have Chris Colfer, who played Kurt.
Yes.
On Glee.
Yes.
Neil Patrick Harris for How I Met Your Mother. Three different actors for Modern Family, and Jhon Cryer for 2.5 Men. So go ahead and let's see what your next story is.
Fantastic.
I'll be back to this.
Okay, that's easy enough. The European Space Agency this week released images taken by its Planck spacecraft, which is in orbit some 1.5 million kilometers from Earth because
it's European. Yeah.
Absolutely. What we have is the first picture taken by the 600 million space observatory that show the entire sky made up of our own galaxy, the Milky Way, and the space around it. Now, the really cool thing about this is that, you know, using one of those crazy thermal things to look at all the energies,
yeah,
they have an echo of the Big Bang.
What?
We have a picture of an echo of energy formed from the Big Bang. We have a picture of an echo of the Big Bang.
Huh.
We're getting rid of HIV. We've got a picture of the Big Bang. An echo.
Uh-huh.
But, oh my God, it's fantastic. You need to follow the show. It's over at geekradiodaily.com. They even got a stupid little YouTube video that shows you. It's a bright line across the center is the Milky Way. There's white violet cloud swirls. And then there's like streamers of cloud dust. And that little bit that's just there, that's they believe is, yeah. That's
the echo of the Big Bang.
The echo, the energy left over from the Big Bang.
Yeah. Wow. Good grief.
So the Emmys, you say?
Yeah, back to the Emmys. Let's see. Outstanding supporting actor in a drama series you have from our favorite show, Lost.
On an island.
You have Mr. Terry O'Quinn.
You're for almost John. Say their name and then go, okay.
And then you also have Michael Emerson, who played Benjamin Linus, who both have nods this year. Let's see. Jamie Lynch for Glee has best supporting actress nod. You also have two more from Glee as well. Let's see. Michael Malley and Neil Patrick Harris for best guest actor. Saturday Night Live has Betty White getting
nice.
An Emmy nod for best guest actress in a comedy series.
Ever.
Yes. So for the big two categories, you have best outstanding comedy series, which is Curb Your Enthusiasm, Glee, Modern Family, Nurse Jackie, The Office, and 30 Rock. Outstanding drama series, you have Breaking Bad, Dexter, The Good Wife, Lost, Mad Men, and True Blood.
Yeah, True Blood's
getting a nod.
Okay, sure,
overall, Glee's got 19 nominations, and it will be the 62nd annual Emmy Awards will be hosted by Jimmy Fallon. Sorry they couldn't get Dave Chappelle. And it'll be July 31st at 8 p.m.
All right. Hey, all you Red Dead Redemption folks. Well, you know you've got downloadable content coming. Of course you do. But you know what? I'm going to skip the one for August. I'm going to skip the Legends and Killers pack, the Liars and Cheats pack, and the Free Roam pack to tell you about the Undead Nightmare pack, because that brings ghost towns and cemeteries, zombies.
Zombies.
Red Dead Redemption this fall is going to get
zombies. They're bringing the dead in.
Damn right, because that way, what better way to end your week than news that you're actually going to get cowboys and zombies.
Oh,
hot diggity damn. GRD, licensed in the Creative Commons Attributions, non-commercial, non-derivative works, 90 states, 3.0 license. Thank you so much for dropping by, for being here all week. Make sure you go by the Facebook page and like it. The Bruce was just lamenting that there's not nearly enough people who were fans there.
We need more people.
Don't make him come look at you, because it's creepy. And drop us a note, won't you? It's podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintstress, all at geekradiodaily.com.
Say that to err is human, but to really mess up, you need a computer. I'm actually old enough to remember the years BC, before computers. Back then, the only use for silicon we knew about was from looking at pictures of pinup girls, which was also our introduction to the concept of virtual reality. Life was a lot simpler when boot up and log on was something you did when you wanted to warm your feet by the fire. See, computers were in their infancy then, but like all infants, they eventually grow up to be teenagers and then take over your life. In the last few decades, computers have slowly but surely taken over every aspect of our existence. And there have been a bunch of us who have fought it every step of the way, from punch cards to PCs. Well, I salute the effort, but I'm here to tell you the battle's over. And we lost, baby. We lost big time. Lay down your arms and get carpal tunnel syndrome like everybody else. The enemy is at the gates. Heck, the enemy may even be named Gates.